The first reading for the Festival of St. James of Jerusalem is from Acts chapter 15. All the assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished speaking, James replied, "Brothers, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take from a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, 'After this, I will return, and I will rebuild the tent of David that has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, that the remnant of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes these things known from of old.' Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but should write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, and from sexual immorality, and from what has been strangled, and from blood. For from ancient generations, Moses has had in every city those who proclaim him, for he has read every Sabbath in the synagogues. Then it seemed good to the apostles and the elders, with the whole church, to choose men from among them and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from James, chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand. Alleluia. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Coming to his hometown, Jesus taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household." And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's always interesting when you think about how James didn't believe in his brother Jesus as the Savior. At least at first he didn't. Sometimes being so close to someone or something does that. In the gospel reading, we hear about Jesus going into his hometown and he goes into the synagogue and he's teaching them. And they don't really listen to him. Really, God tells us that they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household." So the people who were listening to him knew Jesus and his family. They had looked at him in this way, just as this kid who grew up in their midst. And it was not until then, after the resurrection, that James believed in Jesus. And he became a leader in the church, as you heard from the reading from Acts. Acts 15 is that great Jerusalem council of the Bible where there was a dispute going on, and James, who was the bishop, is moderating that dispute and makes this decision, and then they go out and spread that to the churches. James is reconciling the parties in the church there. And God also used James to write a book of the Bible, or literally an epistle, a letter in the Bible, which bears his name. And in all of this, James was martyred. So he died for his faith in Jesus, the one that he had previously rejected. Now listen again to those words written by James that we heard a few minutes ago. St. James, by divine inspiration, wrote, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." So James lacked the wisdom to see his brother Jesus as the Lord, yet God worked the faith for him to believe. And now, writing these words against doubting, he writes in confidence. God gave James a steadfast faith that endured during persecution, that endured even in death. As the reading from James today ends with, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." So you remember these saints like James who have gone before you in the faith because they give you an example to follow. It's not that you look at him and you worship him or pray to James, but you see the example of James and how he looked to Jesus. And do the same. You see that James is your brother in the faith who has gone before you, and now he's with the Lord. You see the faithfulness of God toward him and know that God is faithful to you as well. That same wisdom, steadfastness that God gave James that turned from doubting to confidence, that's yours too, because you belong to Jesus. Baptized into Christ, you have all that Jesus has done. And James faced death for confessing the Christian faith. You see, he faced death as one who had eternal life. And that's even how you face death as well. Your sin is forgiven, and just as death was not the victor over James, it's not the victor over you either. You have the victory over death as well as sin and the devil because Jesus has won it for you. The resurrection of Jesus preached this to James, and it preaches to you as well. So rejoice today and give thanks for James, who boldly confessed Jesus who's Savior, who God used to serve his church, and whose words we continue to hear and rejoice in today as God inspired him to write that letter. And join in that same confession that Jesus is the Lord who has redeemed you. And know that God promises you that you will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Amen.